The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations.
It's time for Smoke Signals, keeping it traditional all hour long on Jukasa Radio.
This is for my Native American people nationwide. Yeah.
You know what?
Hey, yo. Hey. Hey, yo, what's up? What's up?
I was
gonna
say something.
What's going on, baby?
Go ahead, John.
You know, when I made that song there, people asked like why I differentiated between Native American, because I remember on our first album for True Res, I put Native American hip hop, you know?
Yeah.
And I was only 19, you know, give me a break for people who are like, talk, you know, when they really have to be really...
kind of attacking in a way, right?
Well, yeah, some people say you're supposed to use different words, you know?
Yeah.
The right words, and I don't know, I probably didn't use the right words and stuff, but... I knew there was a reason for it. I remember Nate, our friend Nate, asked me, why is it Native American hip-hop?
Yeah.
Why do you limit yourself? He said.
Right?
And it was a really ignorant thing for him to say.
Yeah.
Because now I realize, like, the studies are coming out and whatnot. And really, I'm like a first or second generation survivor of real genocide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's why we started
from
such...
Native American?
Yeah. That's what I said back. But what I meant is, like, ungwe hungwe.
Yeah.
Like, indigenous people. The original... People of this continent.
You couldn't say that.
I didn't know what to say. I just knew it in my heart.
Well, yeah.
I was only 19.
Again, but like, to me, I don't think there's anything like super wrong with it.
You're only 19?
I was 19 when I did that. That little intro thing. We hear that song, that Lucky One song that went on Much Music.
Yeah.
We got a video fat grant, and we had our video.
That's sick.
Yeah.
19, wow.
You had a video fat.
So I was only like 19. Yeah, I was only 19.
Yeah, man.
And we didn't have any mentors or anyone to like guide us through the music industry. Man. We just kind of released these albums.
They liked you, like our homeboy Maj. Mm-hmm. He got one too. But then, you know what I mean? But he passed away before he could shoot his own video. Oh, you know,
right?
That's how sad it was. Like, but Video Fact back in the day, man.
Yeah, that was
crazy.
A big deal.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a music video for Video Fact,
oh,
back
yeah,
in the
you,
day,
you knew that you it were was, it was good.
Yeah, man.
But it was always, I just realized that just recently, that the reason why, I didn't even know what to say to Nate at the time.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. I think it's important, you know, and I just walked away and I just kept on what I was doing.
Well, what would you really even change on it? Maybe say, what was the one that you had mentioned?
Ungwe hungwe.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I have people who tell me I should always use that word because it's our word instead of you always using English words. That's the problem, is someday indigenous will be the wrong word.
Well,
someday.
And that's what I was going to say. Like, what about if you were to use, like, indigenous?
It'll change. Because it used to be, it was Indian. In the very beginning, I guess it started as, like, maybe it was, like, savages or something even worse.
Chesney in the house.
Yeah, welcome. We got Chesney tonight visiting us. Take a seat, Ches. Grab a headset. It started out as, like, I suppose, like, Indian. And that stuck for really long, like till like maybe like just recently.
Yeah.
And then there was like Aboriginal.
Aboriginal was another.
There was First Nations.
First Nations. Yeah, I would have said First Nations.
And then there was there's problems with all of them. I could get into them, but we don't want to be boring.
Yeah.
Needless to say, none of them really. They're all describing like someone else, like those guys.
Yeah.
Other people.
Yeah.
So that's the problem with them, is they're not really correct identifiers of a true identity.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a vague blanket group of people, of a whole continent of people.
Well, hence why, again, using it kind of like using your own word. Like, I can't pronounce it, that's why I'm always like...
Ungwe hungwe.
Yeah, there you've got it down, I don't.
It's ungwe hungwe.
Oh.
There's no gwe at the end.
Wait.
You're close. You're really close, though.
But no, I like that idea. Yeah, I like that idea. It's, you know, using your own, kind of keeping the culture and everything else with it, so.
Hey, Chesney, welcome. Welcome to the studio.
I can't hear anything.
Oh, she can't hear anything. She can't hear anything. She's just getting her headset.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but we have Chesney here. Chesney, let me introduce Chesney. Chesney's a co-editor of the Two Row Times. So, like, a large portion of the newspaper is written by Chesney. She's our professional journalist on the team. But tonight, she's just here as a community member, Chesney, to hang out with us and, say what's up to
Chime
the people.
In, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just here to kind of listen for the most part.
No worries.
Yeah, but I was just mentioning, Ches, about the intro song is, like, this one Lucky One song from True Res, and that was, like, from 2003. Mm-hmm. And I was just mentioning to these guys that I never realized why I always identified it as Native American hip hop. That's why at the beginning I do that qualifying thing. I don't just say, this is for all the humans on earth. You know, I'm like, this is for Native American people nationwide. And I was just explaining that. I was only 19 when I wrote that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't have any mentors or anything really. Just like a shot in the dark from a kid from Mohawk Road who put something out that, received national attention.
Yeah.
And I might not have had all the right words, you know. Yeah. I didn't really have too much mentorship. I just knew in my heart that we were like, whoever the original guys were, that's what I'm talking about, you know.
Exactly. You know what I mean? 20 years later, you know?
Yeah.
And it's still going, man. It's still, you know what I mean? I'd still be proud of it, man. Every single day that we hear it, right?
Like, I remember my grandma, we called her Duda. That was like what we called her. Instead of grandma, I never called her grandma, but I called her Duda. And she always used the word Indian, you know.
Really?
So that's a real, that was hard, tough on my identity, you know. If my very own grandma, who's fluent in like five dialects of Mohawk, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frances Butler Garlow was her married name. She would always just refer, she'd say, oh, it was hard for us Indians back in those days, you know. Because I asked her why she didn't teach my dad Mohawk if she's so fluent, you know. Mm-hmm. Seems like a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, you don't know how hard it was for us Indians back in those days. So in English, to her, the word was Indian. She didn't care because she was super fluent where she had her own words and her own identity within the culture. So when she shifted over to English, it didn't matter really, I guess, to her because she would always say Indian, like right until the day she died, like right until the 90s.
That's crazy. No, I wouldn't expect that, again, being someone fluent of the language. Yeah.
Yeah. So she, like, I think Mohawk was her first language.
Like, what I should I say, like, West, I'm West Indigenous? Like, I should say that.
Well, I think it's different for like island people.
Because
it's the West Indies, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's the Indies is kind of a location on the map.
Yeah, yeah.
Just say West Indy now instead of India. Yeah. Say Indy.
West Indies, yo. Big up, brethren.
Chaz, what do you think? Like, what do you think the right word is to use? Like, we encounter it in the newspaper like every week.
Yeah, like I think it changed a lot in that short little time frame you were talking about there. Because even my grandpa says Indian too.
Right.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Like, it did a lot. It did change a lot. Like, it went from Aboriginal to Native American, and then it went to Indigenous. Like, the main thing that I use when we write is Indigenous, just because, like, it's connecting us to the land, I guess.
True.
And, like, Native American kind of takes from the word American, and I kind of don't really like it. So I prefer Indigenous or Ngwahunwe, right?
Right.
Yeah. And that and that's like the ones
perfectly.
And that's like the ones when I started.
Jesse's like fluent in Mohawk, bro.
She's like, perfect.
Yeah, she's the one who teaches me how to say Ngwahunwe.
Okay. Sweet.
But she's, I was going to say, like, since working here, like starting here about 2 years ago, it was the same thing. Like, I didn't really know, like, what was the right word. And then, like, I heard, like, we had Indigenous Music Hour.
Yeah.
And, like, all our commercials and stuff would say Indigenous. Yeah, so I was like, okay, I'm guessing that would be kind of the one. Like, yeah, and that's the one I go to now all the time. Yeah.
Maybe in, like, 10 years when people are even, like, more woke, you know, there'll be a different word.
Yeah.
You know?
Because
I've seen a guy on Facebook named Sino General Chief Rock, I know him as.
Mm-hmm.
He shares, like, some of the, like, Black's Lawyer Dictionary version of the background and etymology of Indigenous.
Right.
And I don't know. He says, I don't know if this is true or not, but he kind of says that there's some reasons not to use it.
So, like, use the word Indigenous.
Yeah. It might be connected to, like, indignant or indignant.
Oh.
Indigent.
What? To me,
indigent,
like,
indigent.
Okay.
When you're, like, the super poverty.
I can get it, but, like, I feel like that's looking too much into it.
Maybe it is.
Yeah. I don't know. Just my, yeah.
It might be. I like what Chesney said, that there's the connection to the land there with Indigenous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why it's mainstream used right now, like even by Canadian press.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And it's even difficult with, like, ourselves, right? Because we have Iroquois.
Yeah.
We have Iroquoian. We have Haudenosaunee. We have Lodinosaunee.
Right.
And then we have a couple others that identify with ourselves, right? So it's even difficult for us to call ourselves something because there's so many different ways to...
Yeah.
Say the same thing.
I know. Even on the letterhead for it says, sometimes it says Iroquois Confederacy. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, and then it switches over to Haudenosaunee, right?
Yeah, so even on our very most official letterheads, so it kind of, sometimes I hear people say Iroquois, and, like, I can't say, well, you're not, I can't say you're wrong.
Yeah.
You know, if
no,
someone is,
for sure.
Is like, but there's so many different words.
But it's crazy, too, to see, like, the changes that some of them weren't even that long ago. Like, I feel like when I started elementary school, like, as bad as it is, Indian was like the normal one still. And this is early
2000s. Yeah.
Then I feel like halfway through, maybe like...
Because my mom told me to say, oh, say you're West Indian.
Like about yourself, yeah.
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 She says, just say you're from West. You're
but then
West
I feel like it
that's
was
different,
like...
different though.
Yeah, like that's different than... like.
Yeah, but why is my mom saying that?
Well, no, I think that's right for you, though. I think it's right for you.
Yeah, because if you're a descendant of, like, the West Indies or India, like, the actual country, you are Indian.
Yeah.
But when you are indigenous, though,
yeah.
It's not, it has no correlation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good, okay way to say it. We have an Indian Act in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's first and foremost. It's like, people are wondering, well, why do you use it still? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but also Canada is the one who kind of started it.
Yeah.
Okay. 100%.
You know, I don't think we ever said we are the Indians, you know, at the very first, you know, meeting ever.
Yeah.
You know
that? Yeah.
Canada still uses it today, you know, it has a legal definition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like the word person.
Yeah, it was kind of like that Christopher Columbus kind of labeled us as Indians because that's what he thought we were, right?
Yeah. Because he thought that, yeah, like they were from... India again.
From West Indies? Like he thought you guys were from West Indies.
No, India.
He thought he was in East India.
East India.
Yeah,
okay.
Like India. Yeah.
I think. There's a couple theories, but I think
he got lost and stumbled here, and somehow he's the greatest explorer.
Yeah, he was looking for India, bro. That's the
thing.
And
he ended up in USA, Canada.
Well, okay. He actually never touched USA. He actually landed in like the Bahama Caribbean area.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was General Soto touched down in Florida there.
Mm-hmm.
In 1514.
There you go. History.
How do you know that, yo?
Well, it's been important because I had to study like where the breach came from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that was the beginning of the end. Like the balloon was popped because he landed there with livestock, like cattle, pigs, and horses.
Yeah.
And those things had all types of diseases that we never had because we never had domestication.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it was cruel to domesticate animals, like, and turn them into pugs.
Yep, it's true.
So we never had any livestock, which means we never had any stables, which means we never slept near any kind of animals except for sometimes captured wild animals. And we never had immunity to any of the poxes.
And
so,
that's what brought smallpox, was it not? Yeah.
And that wiped out the whole country within like 150 years of 90% of everybody. So, so when history books are all stories of stuff with the survivors, little Jay.
Yeah.
Okay, so when did you guys get, like... like rid of it, like
never, like just every the people who got it died, and then everyone else who was left is who I'm descended from.
It killed off like 90%, like he said.
Yeah, I'm part of the 10%. So is Chez.
Oh man!
And so that's the reason why I'm saying all of this is that's why I said Native American hip hop on my album when I was 19 because I knew that we had been survivors of genocide because of what I was taught, you know, and that it was super important because. Holy pipe, here's imagine like survivors of genocide making a hip hop album. Like
right.
We should be trying to pick up the pieces of our society and the rubble, you know?
Yeah.
But it's almost so, you know, I just made a hip hop album. I don't know, that's what I did. maybe I should have been like learning the language or something, probably, but that's all I could do. I was I knew absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And I pumped out an album there.
Boom.
And so we're talking about it now because that's kind of what brought me to here. Like I won some awards again, like nationwide, you know, I don't know. Like people knew me a bit, you know, in the group, and I kind of put Six Nations on the map a bit. I think,
No, you did
in the hip hop world,
did.
Anyway.
You did put Six Nations,
In the hip hop sense,
I agree.
So I can brag a bit about that now. It's all long ago.
Like I remember, like my uncles and stuff giving me crap over like listening to hip hop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Wearing a do-rag, they're like, take that off, like you know.
What you know is their kind of music? Like country music?
No, it's like, mainly it's like soca, calypso, you know, move your waist type music.
Bump and wine.
We should have the perfect song queued up right now. And they both do it.
Great heads up. Put the pressure on the DJ. I see how it is.
Well,
we'll get some
red.
A little bit later on. Yeah. Flustered, all right?
Yeah, it's good to have Chesney. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, Ches.
Yeah, it's nice to listen to you guys, to be honest. Like, I don't really listen to a lot of radio, but this is pretty dope.
This is pretty dope.
Came to the right place. Yeah.
I think we're going to talk about a little bit about left-handedness
after
the break, and maybe we're going to talk about music or the UFC fight.
Yeah.
So. Oh, I want to talk some UFC.
Yeah, okay.
More hey, you meet. And the English translation to that is more hit music up next. Chicasa Radio 93.5.
Yeah, little Jay is supposed to like be listening to that kind of music and doing like Spanish dancing and stuff. But instead, he
he's
like,
out here listening to hip hop.
Yeah, but instead he had Timberlands and was listening to D Block.
Yeah, oh yeah, man.
I think like my first
Wesson OGC.
My first thing with like hip hop music, and I think like my parents kind of being like, "What the heck are you listening to?" And it's gonna sound so white, but it was Eminem. Of course it was. And I had put on Eminem, and that's my parents awesome, were like, bro. What? Like, they were like, what is this? I was like, it's rap music. And they're like, okay, like, yeah, sure, whatever.
I was listening to, like, Fab Five, Helter Skelter, Das FX. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Outsiders.
Yeah.
Outsiders.
Goody Mob.
Didn't Ghostface you know I mean? Killah just put out, like, a new track?
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
CeeLo? Goody Mob? You talking about Goody Mob?
Ghostface.
No,
Ghostface. Oh, Ghostface. Yeah. 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 Wu-Tang Clan.
So you had a story regarding left-handedness, people using their left hand.
Oh, before... no. For three guys that I know.
Okay, wait. Before you go on with it, Jeeks.
Yeah.
Left or right hand?
Left.
Left or right?
Right.
Chesney?
I use my right for mainly everything, but there's some things that I only use my left hand with.
Oh.
Well, actually, yeah, that's kind of me too. But I thought we're talking about writing. Right. I thought we were talking about writing.
Okay, yeah. So writing wise. So yeah. Right hand? Right. Yeah, yep. Me too. So go on.
No. Jeeks is left-handed. Wynn's left-handed. Logan's left-handed.
So three of like your closest friends you just realized are left-handed.
All three of them are left-handed. Oh, jeez. I'm the only righty in the crew.
This is the thing is people like are typing these days, right? So you don't really know what hand they write with always unless they're signing
dominant
something.
Thumb.
Oh.
Yeah. Dominant thumb.
Yeah.
Dominant thumb.
But yeah, like I was telling little Jay that actually there's halves of your brain called hemispheres, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
And so if you're left right if you write, you know, using a pen with your left hand, that means your right half of your brain is more dominant because the right half of your brain controls the left half of your body.
Isn't it usually like what? If you're dominant left side, it's more like creative?
Yeah. That's what they say is if you're,
that's the old
if you're
adage,
right with your left hand and if you're a right-brained individual, you might be what's perceived as feminine or creative.
Creative, like maybe more musically inclined and stuff like that. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Feminine? Because what is the feminine part?
Yeah, like attached with, to like emotions more.
The old adage of feminine.
More, yeah, I'm talking about the adage.
The adage,
not the,
yeah,
probably,
we're not, yeah.
The true definition.
Exactly.
But, and also more creative. More creative, I guess.
That, left-handed people.
Not as great at math.
Left-handed people.
Yeah, so if you write with your right hand, that means that you'd be a left-brained individual.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, what more, like, right-wing people might be.
Yeah.
Or more, like, more hardline, like, a linear thinking. Or either or, like, left, you know, right or wrong type of thinking.
Yeah.
Less creative and more finite, like, mathematics and stuff.
Yeah.
Like 2 + 2.
Right.
You know, there's no real, you just
so because I'm right-handed, I'm different now?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's just that you're more closer to those things in your brain, if that makes sense. Where those compartments are in your brain.
Oh, okay.
When you're right-handed, you're just more closer to them.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh.
So there's probably like tons of like right-handed creative people who are like famous musicians and
100%.
Stuff. Still.
Yeah, it's crazy you know that, Jesse.
Apparently, like according to this, it said that 90% roughly of the world's population is right-handed. Only 10% left.
Whoa.
There you go. There you go.
And you're the 10% that survived.
But like
10% left hand.
But like Chesney was saying though, like it's not complete. Like I might be ambidextrous because like my stronger hand is my right.
Yeah.
And like I shoot a hockey stick right. And I'll golf.
Oh really?
I'll golf right.
Yeah.
I shoot pool equally horribly either way. So it doesn't even matter.
So that's actually funny because growing up, I had that with a lot of my friends. I'm right hand dominant, but hockey, I shoot left hand.
There you go.
Golf, I shoot left.
See?
Yeah, I have that opposite flip like with sports.
Flip.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. And I'll throw a ball with my right. lacrosse stick, right?
Catch terrible. Left with like a glove, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got a sick.
Yeah.
I got same a sick way. Left-handed layup. I'll tell you right now.
I don't
cross any one of you guys.
Get a basketball net outside. Let's do this.
I bet you Chesney just could kill you in every way.
Yeah. You play ball? You play ball?
Just the cross, man.
Oh, man. What? I don't know. I never played lacrosse before.
So
you die.
We just got another person you know that's left-handed.
Who?
Tony.
No,
she just messaged in saying she's also left-handed.
There you go.
Oh my God, Tony!
Add another one to the list.
Number one fan is left-handed. Wow.
There you go. Learning.
Yeah, when I was taking when I was getting help for public speaking, they told me to never use my left hand because I'm right-handed, and I'm like why? They said, because if you're using your left hand while you're trying to speak, it'll slow down your talking because the left that part of your brain that's connected to your left hand isn't as strong as your right hand. So when I talk, I'll usually rub my fingers together on my right hand because it helps me with my with my articulation and my thinking.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I just learned that from public speaking.
It's pretty wild. That's sick.
That's pretty wild, actually. Yeah.
I just learned that right now.
Me too. I'm going to have to start doing that when I'm on air.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could use all the help I can get. Because, I never know what to say. And, some people think this is... Little Jason says this is exhilarating for us to be on air.
But the first time you stepped on air was not exhilarating.
It was, man. I wish I could have seen it. And I was with Shiloh. So, you know what I mean?
I kind of remember the first time, Little Jay took a couple sips of courage, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You remember that, man?
What?
A couple little swigs?
Yeah.
No? The very first time you were on air.
Oh, yeah.
I had to tell you, you have to cut down on that next time, bro.
Yeah, yeah. That was.
You want this to continue.
Because, listen, man, I was so nervous. I was like,
shaking. See, there it is. There it is. The point I was getting at.
That's what I was doing. Yeah, man. I was like, yo, we're really, really going to do this? I was like, we're really going to do this, yo? We're really going to do this? He's like, yeah, man. I was like, oh, my God.
Everyone's first time is nerve. I'm talking about being on air. It's nerve wracking.
Yeah.
It always is. Like, I went to school for it and I was nervous the first time I came on air.
Yeah.
And it's funny to see people walk in through that door when they're not ready. Because you could be so ready mentally, everything, but the second that light goes on, people freeze.
Oh,
and
we've
seen it so many times on the show where somebody's talking, we're like, all right, let's start the interview. How you doing? And they're like, I'm good. what happened?
We had so much to say earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, let's go to get it, boy.
Bombarding them. They're just hiding.
Yeah, it should almost be like a wrestler interview. You know, like an 80s wrestler.
Absolutely.
That's how hype interviews should be, you know?
Oh, we're going to start doing that from now on.
So we have to talk about this UFC fight. Fighting's a huge thing.
Yeah.
And also, depending on if you're left or right, it's a huge thing in fighting, too.
Southpaw
or not.
Southpaw, fighting, especially fighting
Rocky.
And he's southpaw. Man, he dummied me, man.
Who win?
Yeah,
win. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. He's left-handed. It's like Rocky, man.
Yeah.
We'll talk about UFC in a sec. We just gotta hit the news.
Awesome.
What's up, y'all? It's the Ultramagnetic Talents and the Black Eyed Peas, and I'm on 93.5 Jukasa Radio on 6-1. You know what it is.
I missed all the mics.
Yeah.
So in 2012, they fired up the Hadron Collider.
All right, backtrack a little bit.
We're not going to talk about that. Well, in the break, we were talking about the Mandela effect, and there's all of these crazy theories. We've talked about it on air before.
Let me know on Facebook, Twitter, or call me. Was Sinbad playing a genie in a movie in the 90s? Because I'm convinced he was. People are telling me he hasn't.
I don't really think so. I've seen the Snopes thing on that. And they say there's a different movie with a different actor that's sort of similar, and people conflate two things together.
So some people think that because Shaquille O'Neal played a genie called, Kazam. But I don't remember Shaquille O'Neal playing a genie. I remember Sinbad. I'm convinced.
How old were you at the time?
Not even born.
See, there you go. And what I think the Mandela effect is, I'm going to go with science, and science is saying that it's just people remembering things wrong. But this conspiracy theory says that when the Mayan calendar ended and the Hadron Collider fired up, that we flipped universes or something, and now we're our old one's gone. We're on this new universe now, or this new dimension, and everything's pretty much the same, except for a few things they forgot, like the, how to spell the Berenstain Bears and stuff.
So, yeah, we talked about that one. And then the other one was Surf's Up and Happy Feet.
Chesney had one.
Yeah. It was...
Yeah, so there's like some kids my age that kind of like cross... they kind of cross those two movies together, The Surf's Up and Happy Feet, because they both had penguins in them, and they were both out around the same time. So it's kind of like, I'm pretty sure Happy Feet has surfing in it. And I'm like, no, that's the one where they sang. And they're like, well... I'm pretty sure they're surfing in it. Yeah. But they're two different movies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird if it's just everyone remembers it differently.
Yeah.
Is everyone wrong then? If everyone
that's
remembers
what I'm saying,
it?
Right? If you think like that.
Here's I one guess. For me. One second.
Yeah,
on
yeah, no, go
Here's
ahead.
One for me is I apparently in the Star Wars universe, even from the 1970s one that Lucas did, C-3PO, he's the communications droid that's golden. He's like skinny and tall and golden. Yeah. Apparently, he's always had one silver leg.
Yeah, like, even Anthony Daniels, who, like, worked with him all the time, was like, yeah, he has a silver leg. And he's even, like, it's always been that way.
All of the toys, like the licensed toys, all have it, and I guess it's always been there.
Yeah.
But to me, I never noticed it. To me, he was just always gold.
Yeah, look, like, there's all even, gold, like, toys, like,
right. where he I don't remember that silver leg.
I had that toy. I never remember that. So
I thought he was always gold. I had that toy, too. I thought it was all gold.
Yeah. No, they're like, yeah, he's always had it.
Then if you watch the movies when the Ewoks are carrying him around in the third one, you know, Return of the Jedi, he has that little silver, like, leg, you know, even when he's in every scene. And so I'm like, oh, wow, I guess I'm wrong.
They need to do an Ewoks movie, man.
They did.
With the like a newer version.
Oh, a new one. I was like, they did. They
do all these
in, like,
remake
the
ones.
90s.
They need to do a newer one with Ewoks those Ewoks. I love those Ewoks.
So do put the Happy Feet Surf's Up theory even more. Happy Feet, 2006, November.
Yep.
Surf's Up, June 2007. So it's right there. It was like right as one finished, the other one came out.
Yeah. Oh.
They're similar but different films.
They're both about penguins.
Either.
Yeah.
Both about penguins.
And Ice Age was in there too.
The first one maybe a bit before,
Ice Age probably started all of those, and then they're like, we can make some money.
Oh, yeah. Anything about animals, throw it in. Ice Age 1 came out 2002.
See, that started it all. Yeah. Then Frozen. Frozen 2 is coming out.
Oh. Yeah. Ice Age, Frozen Ice Age. It's all happening.
No, my kid watched all the Madagascars.
Love those.
You know, so...
I missed those. I didn't see them.
You didn't see them?
What? They're so good.
I had a couple.
Madagascar 1 classic.
Yeah.
Has Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah. The guy from Friends.
Ben Stiller. Yeah. Yeah. Ross from Friends. Yeah. And Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
How can you go wrong?
Yeah, Chris Rock was a zebra.
I don't know if I'm white with black stripes or black with white stripes. One of my favorite lines. The whole movie.
And I didn't even see this UFC, but I did see the highlight of the 5-second knockout of the guy being kneed right to the head.
Loved it.
Smashed it.
So, Ben Askren was the fighter who got knocked out.
Okay.
He is undefeated going into this fight.
Oh, wow.
No loss.
I didn't know that part.
But he is not liked by a lot of fans for two reasons. One, very annoying and very cocky. The second, he's a very boring fighter. Like, he is a, I'm going to bring you to the ground.
Methodical.
I'm just going to hold you here.
Yeah.
So... there was a clip, I don't know if it was from the weigh-in for this fight or a fight before, where he stepped on the scale, and you know when they do the weigh-in, they do the pictures.
The flex,
he stepped on the scale, one camera went off, he got off the scale. And all the photographers went, oh, like what happened? He goes, 5 seconds, it's all you're worth, 5 seconds of my time. Well,
what?
Flash forward to the fight, how long did he last? A solid 5 seconds.
No way.
Knee, boom, right to the forehead, over. Love it.
I didn't see that.
Love it.
I didn't see that he said that.
Yeah, it's great. I will find it.
You know what
and
that's
he's got
called?
5 seconds.
You know what that's called, Little J?
What?
Poetic justice.
It is, man. It is. Yo, the guy got thump up in his head, man.
What about the female fight, Amanda Nunes and
Holland? Oh,
I didn't see
that
at all. I didn't see it.
So
Nunes kicked fly.
You were
kicked
mentioning
her in the face, man.
That the kick was almost the exact same.
Yeah,
so I'm pretty sure that Holly kind of jumped a couple, not a couple, but she's jumped between categories before. So I'm pretty sure she was featherweight and she moved up into bantamweight, then back and then back again.
Yeah.
But when she fought Ronda Rousey, Ronda left her face open because she kind of feigned like a front kick, but instead of doing the front kick, she did the kick with the other leg and just kind of smoked her right in the face.
Yeah.
So Amanda did the exact same thing to Holly. She smoked her right in the face too. So it's kind of like Holly took Ronda out when Ronda was at her peak with that kick.
Yeah.
And Amanda defended her title with it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Same kick.
Awesome.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I love girls, that girl's fight was sick, man.
Amanda Nunes is wild.
You know what that's called, Little J?
What?
Poetic justice.
Say it with me. Poetic justice. I want to find this video now.
I was thinking more Dead Presidents.
You think of Dead Poet Society.
Yeah.
Like, the like the Ghostface video. You know,
yeah. I got to say this. I am quite upset that John Jones got the decision, by the way.
I know, right?
The dude that
he
fought.
Carried out.
He finished the fight. The guy who lost. Finished the fight with like a torn ACL, MCL. His whole leg is busted. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's hurt.
And he was still kicking him up.
He finished the fight with like three torn ligaments in his leg.
No way, bro. And he walked out.
Yeah. And he lost.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
Bones Jones had to get carried out.
What's hilarious to me is John Jones, you could see how protected he is by Dana White and the rest of the UFC. Because Dana White, like there was one judge who gave the score to the challenger, one judge who gave it to John Bones Jones, and then I think the last one called it a draw, which is why he got to keep the belts, because it wasn't unanimous.
Oh.
So Dana White, after the fact, goes, well, to the judge who gave the fight to the other guy, you should never judge again. Like, you don't know what you're doing. But then you go to the internet, and everyone's like, John Bones lost that fight.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Nobody was like,
especially
oh, he won.
Especially when he got carried out.
Yeah, like, he couldn't even stand, and the other dude had all these torn muscles, and he walked out
right with this guy, man. This guy wasn't even holding him.
Yeah. I don't like John Jones. I'm going to tell you this
right now. I hate him. I hate him.
Yo, the dude's leg was like out to here, man.
John
like,
Jones'
he got, yeah, he got those inside kicks. Yo, the guy was like a kickboxer, man. Mm-hmm. And Bones Jones said, he's like, whenever you fight a kickboxer, he's like, never look down. He's like, that's what he said. He said, never look down. But he got kicked up, man.
Yeah.
Bad. Holy.
Isn't there ways to defend? Like, check those.
That guy had a torn whatever.
Yeah.
And he was still boxing him. Like, he was still...
He stood toe-to-toe with him.
Yeah, he wanted to fist it out. You know
what
I mean?
That fighter being Thiago Santos.
Okay.
Yeah, and, like, I do remember, like, before I left, I did watch a little bit of that fight. And right in the beginning, I do know that Santos got him to lose his mouth guard, right?
Yeah, he, like, knocked it out of his mouth.
Yeah, he almost connected really, really good, but he just missed a little bit and got his mouth guard out.
Oh.
So,
he came to fight, like, and he looked good.
Yeah, man, he did look good, man. And but the thing
they still lost.
They were saying that
unfortunately, the
backlash. How he was like showboating,
mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, he said in an interview, he's like, if you don't like it, he's like, watch soccer.
George Mesvelda, the one who knocked out Ben Askren in five seconds.
Yeah,
because like I said, Ben runs his mouth a lot.
Yeah,
and George doesn't like it, and he kept saying, I'm going to make you eat your words. Well, he literally forced him with a knee.
Yeah,
and after the fight, he was like, yeah, I taunted because this guy talked. And he goes, that's all he does.
Yeah.
Plus, he punched him two times after he was kind of cold out.
So they asked him about that. Yeah, because they asked him about that. They're like, well, why did you throw the punches? He goes, the bell didn't go, and my job's to keep going.
Yeah.
And he's like, so I
till the referee stops me, man. Yeah. He's like, if you don't like it, he's like, go watch soccer.
He's not wrong.
Hey, take it easy now.
He's not, because, like, you know what I mean? That's what
I mean about the knockout part, but about the soccer part, too, though, since you mentioned it.
Yeah.
I just meant about the KO.
No, I
don't
know.
You just said a weaker sport, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's what he meant.
Something like that, yeah. We'll kick the break right now because we got to sign off soon.
Okay.
All right. More music up next.
That's right.
Chicasa Radio 93.5.
Yeah. So we got a comment on our Facebook page.
Yes.
And Janet Marie Rogers says, her quote, he did play a genie in the 80s.
I told you guys, he did play a genie. I'm not nuts.
So she's speaking of the comments we were saying earlier.
About Sinbad.
Sinbad, people really feel that Sinbad played a genie, and he doesn't remember it, though.
According to him, it's gotten to the point, like I said, where in interviews, he started saying no, and now people are asking him, and he's like, maybe I did. He's like...
he's doubting his own
reality. Yeah, he doesn't even know anymore.
And he did it.
I'm convinced he did.
There might be something to the Drone Collider, guys.
Yeah, no, I believe it.
I think they could have jumped the tracks, you know, switched the tracks on the on a few dimensions and stuff.
Yep.
Some Wizard of Oz stuff.
The future? They're altering the future?
Well, we're in a different future now, maybe.
Yeah, I kind of think it might be time traveling, personally. I think there's probably time travelers just messing with stuff and then forgetting stuff and then just leaving it there, you know?
Yeah, that would make sense. Just like the, just like in the Avengers, you know, where they're time traveling around.
Yeah. My brain hurts.
Get a few things wrong, and then all of a sudden the Berenstain Bears is printed differently.
Well, listen, man, let's get all the Infinity Stones and then we'll do it, okay? All right?
And on that note, we're signing off.